This is the Classic Cafe with Beth Hunter here on Thunder Country KIIC.
Come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home.
We have live music in the cafe today with Cindy Deputy, Casey Weldon, her son, and a member of the Possum Trot Band, Gary Weldon. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Great to have you. I'm excited because you're here.
We are excited, too. I'm going to back you up just real quick. This is Gary Wagner, Casey Weldon, and myself.
Did I say it backwards?
You did.
Oh, great. Already, I'm off to a great start. Is it Monday yet?
Straighten you out right from the get-go.
Right. Great. Well, I have waited so long to meet you because you graduated from Albia High School.
I did in 1982.
And I did not know that. All this time I have heard your name. How could I be here this long and hear your name and not meet you? And I think that it's just great happenstance that I wrote to you the other day and said, I'm going to come to Bloomfield to the festival. Can I come sit under your tent that afternoon? And you said yes.
Absolutely.
And you cannot imagine my surprise when I said, so are you from Oskaloosa? And you said, no, I'm from Albia. What?
Yeah.
That is great. So you grew up in a family band.
I did.
Okay. I want you to name names, all the names of that band and the name of the band as well, because we want folks listening to be able to know who's here in the studio and to remember.
Okay. So I grew up, my dad and my uncle had a family band. It was called Fox River Grass, and we were pretty well based out of Drakesville. My dad grew up in Drakesville, so
okay.
That's kind of where that Fox River Grass thing came from. Grass is short for bluegrass. So it was my Uncle Bob Wilson and my dad, Mike Wilson, who was the transportation director for the Albia school system right here. And, he retired several years ago and moved to South Missouri.
And he's loving that. He beams.
He spends his life fishing. it's hard to give up mechanic work, but he loves where he's at.
So, fishing.
Mr. Bill Bassett, who was just crazy. We loved him. He was our bass player. Mm-hmm. And a gal named Jana Bassett was our bass player. So we...
Were they from Knoxville?
They were from Drakesville as well.
Oh, they were. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
So we just spent years, every weekend of my growing up life, and my siblings will attest to that every weekend we went somewhere to play. So I didn't go to prom. I didn't do things like that. And I was the weird kid at school. That they're like, you do what? So, yeah. That's what we did.
And I had to ask you about the Bassett name because Kelly Kingery, who is a songwriter,
yes,
and an entertainer as well from Knoxville, Iowa. Well, she's the county assessor. The county assessor in Marion County now.
Yeah.
Her dad was Marvin Bassett, who I knew.
Her grandfather, yeah.
Her grandfather. I wonder if they were brothers, maybe?
No, I don't
that
think
was why
they
I
were
asked.
Related.
Okay.
Yeah, but we know Kelly really well. We love her to pieces.
Absolutely.
Great songwriter.
And great people.
Yes,
and
she's
a third generation musician.
She sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I love to say this. I've said it before, but in case folks missed the show that day, her granddad had a trailer that made into a stage, and it had an upright piano in it. So he would pull it behind his truck. He would pull in, let the front of it down, and it was ready. The sound system and everything was in it, and an upright piano.
Yeah, that's
isn't that
great.
Something? The first time I'd ever saw that, I thought, wow. And it was a little out of tune, but there they were just making time on that piano at festivals. So it's a great story.
Yeah.
Being raised in Albia, graduated from Albia High School as well, then went on to do quite a bit of touring. And we're going to talk about that today in this hour for the Classic Cafe. Welcome aboard, everybody, for this 1 hour of entertainment here on Thunder Country KIIC. I'm going to give you a quick update on the weather. We have Friday Night Lights coming up tonight. Our pre-game show will start at 6 p.m. and kickoff time is 7 p.m. right here on Thunder Country. We have sunny skies this afternoon. We're going to warm up to around 88 degrees. And on the overnight, after game time, well after game time, in fact, around wake-up time for most of us, 4 a.m., we do see a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. And then into our Saturday, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, the high around 77. So we're going to get a little bit of a cool cool down. It's going to be a breezy day, and we're looking for a quarter to a half of an inch of rain Saturday day. And then on the overnight, we have a 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and another 1 to 2 inches on the way Saturday on the overnight. So it's going to get kind of wet, and I know you guys are at a festival at Davis County Fairgrounds, and this is your Southern Iowa forecast. However, I will say this about that. We're on Highway 34, and you're on Highway 2. That forecast can vary. So we'll hope for you guys when you're doing Sunday morning church singing that you're not doing it getting wet. But the Lord would bless you anyway, right? Showers and thunderstorms are likely in the morning for your Sunday. It's going to be a partly sunny day and 71 for the afternoon high. I have a few requests I want to get in today, and we're going to be coming back here in a little bit with more talk from Casey and Gary and Cindy, our live guests today in the Classic Cafe. And this very first one, this very first song out of the gate is going out by request in memory. It comes from Mike Dunwoody, and I really, really love this selection. It is George Strait, and the name of the song is Here for a Good Time.
Time doing it. in my arms is where you belong.
McDowell, I'd make love to you in a New York minute. That's what he said. And I saw a video of him. He showed up at Music City Bar and Grill night before last, just doing what he always does and sounding so great. I loved seeing that video. The internet is good for a lot of things. Keeps me entertained, that is for sure. Live in the studio today is Cindy Deputy. Really, her maiden name is... Cindy Wilson. She's too far from the mic to tell you. And Gary Wagner is here. And Casey Weldon, her son, is here as well today. And they are planning on making some music. But Cindy, I want to talk a little bit about your career, because you grew up here in Albia in a family band. You were made to be an entertainer. And when I came here, that was the one thing everyone had said. Have you heard... you heard Cindy Wilson sing? Have you heard? And I thought, I don't even know. I'd love to. I can't wait to. And it's taken me a long time to find you.
Here
and I'm
I
so
am,
glad
yeah.
that you are here today. But you've had some great adventures in Silver Dollar City. Talk a little bit about those early years at Silver Dollar City.
Oh, they were fun. And this guy here, sitting right here beside me, Mr. Gary Wagner, was part of that, a big part of that. So when I got out of high school, a guy named Ed Long called me. He had a band called Possum Trot, and he said, "Hey, I need a mandolin player." And I said, "Well, that's not me." And he said, "Yes, it is. I've heard you play, and I need you to come sing." And so I gave it about a minute's worth of thought and said, "Okay." So I jumped on board, and we went to Indianapolis, Indiana. And it just became, that's what I did for 17 years after that. But we Possum Trot was actually the first full-time bluegrass band at Silver Dollar City. And so
that is a monument in and of itself. The first full-time band at Silver Dollar City.
They were,
wow.
Yeah, and we just had, we had a ball. We talked about the costumes we had to wear. We'd have to go a day or two early. We'd go to the costume shop, and they'd fit us with all this Silver Dollar City garb. And, you know, the first year, that was funny. It was great. And then it became so hot, we melted. The long dresses, the bib overalls the guys had to wear. And, you know, it was June and July, and it was hot.
And were they having you in sleeves?
Oh, yeah. Long sleeves, petticoats. You know, it was crazy.
Thank goodness they didn't make you wear a wig.
Yeah, really. But we loved it, though. We had a really good time. We met, gosh, Gary, we met so many people, songwriters and musicians. We were just telling you the story of David Allan Coe.
Tell it again. I want to hear it.
So we got there one morning, and it was early morning. We had just gotten to the park, and we had a set schedule. We had to play. We were on an hour and off an hour, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Gary.
He's nodding.
So this guy sits down, and at that point, there were just little bitty stages tucked away. It's not like it is now. They've all got big production stages. But this guy came up, and he sat down on a bale of straw, and he sat and watched us, and I kept thinking he looked really familiar. And we got done with our set, and he walked up, shook our hands. It was David Allan Coe, and I thought, well, that's why he looks familiar. But lots of people like that. We just
sure.
It was a great experience, and I was young, and it was a great world. I saw no reason to get a real job.
And we were talking about your experience with Grandpa Jones the other
day.
Tell that one. I love that.
Going through the big privacy gate to go to the employee lounge, and Grandpa Jones was on the other side. I pushed the gate and almost knocked Grandpa and Ramona straight over.
So. And she was in a hurry. So yeah. did you realize who it was immediately?
Oh,
that you
yeah.
just, oh boy.
I did. And I just wasn't even sure what to say. Excuse me. What do you say to Grandpa Joe? He's a little tiny guy. I almost knocked him down. But yeah.
Well, I would love to hear some music from all of you today.
Okay.
So perform for us here in the cafe.
All right.
What a treat.
So I grew up on bluegrass. We all grew up on bluegrass. I kind of shoved it down my kids' throat. One decided he liked it, and the other one not so much. He loves music, but he has other interests and doesn't play. So we're going to give him a shout out. Hey, Colton. So we'll do this one for him.
Love is where you find it. The bottle is almost empty. The clock just now struck 10. And darling, I have to call you to our favorite place again.
We know it's wrong for us to be, but the fire's gone.
Days, the last time, oh, but we keep hanging on.
And there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone. Love is where you find it when you find no love at home. And there's nothing cold.
Cindy Deputy, Gary Wagoner, and Casey Weldon performing for you today live in the Classic Cafe. Your dial's set to 96.7, and I'm so glad you could be here with us right now. Now, don't go away. There's more to come. I am playing your requests today, and this one is going out today from Mary to John, and they are in Knoxville, and this is Easy Lovin'. Loretta and Conway.
I know from the feeling, it comes from the heart. upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of angel wings.
Easy lover,
seeing's believing.
Life with you is like living in a beautiful dream. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems.
Upon your pretty shoulder, there's a pair of angel wings.
Stonewall Jackson, Muddy Water, today in the Classic Cafe. Just ahead of that, Loretta and Conway with some Easy Lovin', going out from Mary to John in Knoxville. So great to have you along on this sunny Friday afternoon. I'm feeling a little frisky. It's Friday. Want to let you know that there is a music festival at Davis County Fairgrounds. It's been going on all week, but they are still going on this weekend. And Cindy Deputy is with me. And Cindy, your family founded this festival 48 years ago. Yeah. I read that it originated in Ottumwa.
It did.
And go ahead. Yeah. It's your story. It's a great story.
My dad used to say, it's your story. Tell it as big as you want.
Aww.
So, my family did not... It wasn't founded by my family, but yes, it was started by some guys in Ottumwa, the Rhythm Playboys. Some of you might remember them, but Ed Muchow and Orman Lemons, those guys. It was actually his bluegrass band side of it. So Bruce Copeland, Mervyn Leach, some guys got into that. They started it in Ottumwa. They had the first one in Ottumwa, and it really wasn't big enough to house that many people, so they moved over to Drakesville, and at that point, my grandparents got very involved in it, and it just kind of moved into a family thing for us. We've always helped out, and it went for 25 years in Drakesville. A lot of you folks out there probably do remember the Drakesville years. After 25 years, we moved into Bloomfield, and it's just kind of been a family thing for us since then. We've worked a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but got to give a lot of credit to our Davis County Fair Board. They do amazing things for us, as well as Darren and Cara Manson, who are from Albia right here.
They, living in Albia, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're not actually Albia natives, but they're transplants.
We love having them here. Cindy.
Absolutely. They're good folks, and they sure do a lot. So, that's kind of the history behind that. But my grandparents lived, ate, slept, and breathed that festival for 9 months out of the year. So it kind of rolled on to the rest of us. And we've worked hard to make it what it is, but we've handed off to the kids. So my Casey right here, who still has his name tag on that says committee. I just noticed he wore that in here. He works very hard at it. My cousin Aaron works extremely hard at it. My uncle Bob. So it's a family affair for us, and it's our heart and soul. We love it.
48 years of it, and a very well-known festival. I had a friend who was at the gate last night, and it said there were 169 campers on the grounds.
At that point, there were.
At that point. So have you gained some, do you think, on the overnight?
We've gained quite a few. So our drive-in crowd will be very big tonight and tomorrow night. And there's a lot of great food being served on the grounds tonight and tomorrow night as well. We've got home-style dinners.
You do.
Extremely
the other night
reasonable.
We were sitting there, and you said, dinner's about, they come on the speaker and said, dinner's about to be served, come to the concession.
Yeah.
And you said, it's catfish.
Yeah, it is catfish.
And your dad used to catch all of the catfish for that feed?
He did. We did it a little differently this year.
Right.
He fished, and he fed all of us, and it kind of spread out to friends and family, and then it spread from that into... We went up under the grandstand because it got big. So we just, my dad and uncle fried it all up this year out back, and we just made a big meal out of it. So every night there's something different. We had Salisbury steak last night. Gosh, we've had tonight's chicken and noodles, which is great home-cooked food. Those ladies on the fair board know how to cook.
They really are helping you out then. If you get the fair board helping you cook.
They do all
the
food.
That's amazing.
They handle all the food. And boy, are they great cooks. So you cannot go wrong, and it's very reasonable.
So let's talk a little bit about the events that are at the festival. So let's say I drive down, I come through the gate, point me in a direction. Do I go to the grandstand? Do I go to the racetrack?
There's so many different things you can do. So you pull through the gate, and the first thing you're going to notice is we don't charge you to get in.
Did notice that.
Yeah. It is absolutely run on donations only. If you have a great time, drop some money in the bucket. If you don't, we'll give you your money back. So anyway, we have all kinds of things to do. We have a main pavilion where the big show goes on, and these bands are all doing this on a volunteer basis. So they sign up to play. We put them on the main pavilion stage, or there's a smaller little pavilion there we call the Ryman stage.
Mm-hmm.
They can go sign up and play on that one. And then we also have a dance band, which is the good old, I guess my dad always called it belly rubbing music, the old honky tonk Man, great with the pedal steel, and it's just good stuff.
There were some good sounds coming out of there the other day.
Last night, it was fabulous.
Crazy good.
Yeah, it was crazy good. And you can dance. They dance up there all night long. So, and plus, there are just tons of jam sessions that go on over the grounds.
So someone wants to sign up for a stage. Where is that sign-up sheet located?
Right down by the stages.
Is it? Okay.
Yep. You want to sign up and play, just come on down. We'll sign you up and get you on the board and give you a slot, and you just get up and play.
And that'd be tonight? That's what's going on tonight? And then tomorrow, what time do the stages open?
So we have a kids show that starts at 10, which I have to tell you, that is my favorite thing. When we moved to Bloomfield, that was the one thing that I insisted on, because we need that new blood in there. Yeah. We need little ones to know that it's great to get up and have a great time. So we do that. This little one right here, who's not so little anymore, started. He was about, he may have been 2 or 3 when he stepped on the stage. But we see so many kids who might not otherwise get that opportunity. And they get up there and they realize that they do have the courage to do that. And they have the talent. So they blossom from there.
Speaking of kids, Casey's sitting here holding a guitar, and he has a microphone in front of him. I believe we get to hear some music about right now.
We
some
do.
Live music. Tell us what you're going to do, Casey.
Well, I'm just going to do an old Roger Miller song.
I'm ready. What's it called?
Kansas City Star. I got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job and higher wages, expenses paid, and a car. Well, I come on the TV grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. It's the kiddie show, and I'm a hero, all the younger said. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks, oh no, thanks a lot. Kansas City Star, that's what I are. You're the leading lady, you ought to see my car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wide wheels, got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at the grocery store, my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks, oh mall, thanks a lot. Kansas City Star, that's what I are. You're the lead lady, you ought to see my car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels, rhinestones on the spokes. Got credit down at the grocery store, my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks, oh mall, thanks a lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks, oh mall, thanks a lot.
Casey Weldon in the Classic Cafe today. I am Beth Hunter. We are live with you. Live music in the cafe. Your dial set to 96.7 FM, or maybe you're listening on the web at www.kiicradio.com, or you've downloaded the Thunderbolt app to your mobile device, and you're taking us with you wherever you go. No matter how you're listening, we're glad you're here. We're keeping you informed and entertained.
I woke up still not dead again today. The internet said I had passed away. If I died, I wasn't dead to stay. I woke up still not dead again today. Well, I woke up still not dead again today. The gardener did not find me that way. You can't believe a word that people say. And I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road, making music as I go. They say my pace would kill a normal man, but I've never been accused of being normal anyway. And I woke up still not dead again today. Still not dead again today. The news said I was gone to my dismay. Don't bury me, I've got a show to play. And I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road, making music as I go. They say my pace would kill a normal man, but I've never been accused of being normal. Up still not dead again today. Last night I had a dream that I died twice yesterday. I woke up still not dead again today.
Oh, playing your requests on this Friday, and that one goes out today to Jeff French, listening in Embassy, Iowa. Jeff, thanks for listening. I hear you love the show. Thanks for that, too. Also, I'm going to send that one out to Bobby Morney. He likes that one. Have we actually put in the paper yet that Bobby Morney is dead and he's not? I think Bobby finds a bit of humor in that. I'm still not dead. Hey, taking nourishment. Everything's looking up. With me today in the Classic Cafe, our great guests. They are part of the festival that's going on at Davis County Fairgrounds down on Highway 2. Cindy Deputy is here today, as well as Gary Wagner, one of the Possum Trot Boys, and Casey Weldon, her son, and they've been making some live music for us. And Cindy, you have so many stories I'm sure you can tell just from traveling. What'd you say, 17 years?
17 years with Possum Trot, but then I branched out on my own and put my own band together, and I did probably another 17 there. So, but I'm back with the Possum Trot Band now.
Good. So, and you have some plans for the future you want to talk about? Or just
I just want to keep on making music.
There you go.
As I can.
There you go. There you go. But you had talked the other day a little bit about maybe a reunion, just some recording for your own archives, some reunion music. Yeah.
Yeah. So my cousin Aaron and I have been talking about, I would love to just get a recording of just my family. I want my dad, I want my uncle, I want cousins, I want my son. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to get both my sons on there, but we'll see what happens. But just a family thing. Mm-hmm. I would love to have that for just to have. It would be great. Yeah. So we're making some plans.
And your Uncle Bob, you know, the one that moved to South Missouri, who's loving it there.
That's my dad. My dad.
Oh, where does Uncle Bob live?
Uncle Bob lives in North Missouri.
Okay.
He lives in Glenwood or outside of Glenwood.
Okay. Well, they both moved to Missouri then.
They're all Missouri.
Oh, my goodness. He was naming names the other day of all the people that he has played for.
Oh, yeah. Or with.
And with. And mm-hmm. It's, you know, the Monroes and the Stanleys and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a thrill. And I have a feeling he is quite a cut-up. Is your dad as much of a cut-up as Uncle Bob?
Yeah. In fact, when they're together, there's just no rest for anybody. It's just...
For the giggling.
Yeah.
I wasn't around him very long, and he definitely had me laughing. Laughing. It is 12:49 on this lovely Friday. Friday Night Lights start out tonight, 6 p.m. with the pre-show, and 7 p.m. is kickoff time. And thanks to everybody who came out to Hardee's this morning, where our sportscasters were live and on the air doing a one-hour show with our regional coaches and talking about scores and kicks and fumbles and falls and touchdowns and all of the plays. And, you know, I was in a shop the other day, and some folks were talking about listening to our football coverage, and who was it that said, I'm not even a football fan, but my gosh, am I entertained by your sportscasters. I tune in just for the entertainment. So they said, Now, if other stuff is on, I will go to the kitchen and make a pizza and get a pop. But if your sportscasters are on the air calling a game, I am glued to it. I can't walk away. So, hey, I say get an Alexa and turn it way up. Alexa, play KIIC Radio, and she'll do it. I wonder how many of them just went off. These guys, do you have an Alexa?
I do.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah, and my phone, if all I have to do is say Google, and it wants to know what I want. It's like having a servant. Yeah. And I changed it to a man's voice.
James.
Yes, what would the you Butler. Like? It's like the genie that comes out of the bottle. How can I help you today, ma'am? I am going to pay some bills right now, but we'll be back with live music today in the Classic Cafe.
Driveway past an old tar paper shack, standing at her mailbox, an old woman waves as I look back. I'm gonna miss my family, and I'll need all the letters that they'll send. Gonna be a long time before I travel down this red dirt road again. Louisiana red dirt highway, I've been down a million times, with the tin barns and the pine tree. I'm gonna take them with me in my mind. I'm gonna take them city where a man can make good money, so they say. I'm already pretty lonesome, and my tires ain't even slung off all the clay. The mud grips would make their own design, and they'd zigzag for miles. And the one-lane bridge that runs across the creek that I swam in as a child. The sawmill was 30 miles away, and my daddy brought it wood. Mama done the cooking and the cleaning, and taught us what was good.
Boys, that is Louisiana Red Dirt Highway, and yes, the dirt is red there. As we are headed right to the top of the hour, more live music coming for you right now. Tell them all about it, Cindy.
Hey, this is Cindy Wilson, deputy. Happy to be back in Albia, Iowa, my hometown, and right here to do one for you is my good buddy Gary Wagner with the Working Man Blues.
I'm going to send this out to my old buddy Colton. He wanted to hear this.
Yes.
Hey.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. I've been a working man dang near all my life, and I'll be working as long as my two hands are fit to use. Well, I'll drink my beer to tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Well, hey, hey, the working man like me ain't never been on welfare. That's one place I won't be, cause I'll be working long as my two hands are 50 years. Well, I'll drink my beer to tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, I keep my nose to the grindstone, work hard every day. Might get a little tired on the weekend after I've drawn the pay, but I'll go back to work. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I'll drink my beer to tavern, cry a little bit of these working man to another town, but I'll go back working. Gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I'll drink my beer to tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Well, hey, hey, the working man like me ain't never been on welfare. That's one place I won't be, cause I'll be working as long as my two hands are 50 years. Yeah, I'll drink my beer to tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Yeah, I'll drink my beer to tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues.
That is Gary Wagner. You're listening to the Classic Cafe as we are headed right toward the top of the hour. Thank you, Charlie. All right. Cindy Deputy, thank you for coming to the Classic Cafe today.
Thanks for having us.
Casey Weldon, thank you for coming to the Classic Cafe today. And Gary Wagoner, thank you as well. Well, you guys, look out the window. Do you see the Orange Blossom Special coming right down Main Street here? She sees it. You see Charlie Daniels on the engine there with that fiddle under his chin? We're going to ride on out with Charlie today and come back on Monday. We're riding that Orange Blossom Special right back here with you at noon. See you sooner.